It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. An American confrontation with China plays on both countries' decades-old views of themselves.
China declared the airspace over some disputed islands to be a special defense zone under its control. That was seen as a provocation by nearby U.S. allies, especially Japan.
The United States defied this claim by sending two warplanes right through the space. The U.S. has insisted on freedom of the seas and on a big role in Asia for almost as long as there has been a United States.
China has insisted on its sovereignty and has gradually asserted more power in its neighborhood. It's also especially sensitive about Japan, one of the U.S. allies involved in the island dispute. In this part of the program, we'll trace some of that history.
Let's start with the news. Vice President Biden has addressed the dispute while visiting Japan and China. And NPR's Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn is covering the story. He's on the line from Beijing. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Steve.
So what did the vice president say?
Well, basically, he told us today that he sat down yesterday with Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping for about 5 hours, and they had very in-depth and wide-ranging conversations. The Air Defense Identification Zone came up twice. Both sides laid out their positions in quite some detail. The upshot is that the U.S. told China not to enforce the zone strictly so that tensions will not rise further. And so I think, as a result, U.S. passengers flying through the zone will not have to look out their windows and see Chinese fighter planes escorting them through the zone.
Basically, the U.S. is urging the Chinese not to push this too far, and the Chinese agreed to that?
That's correct. I mean, they didn't commit too far, but the Chinese said it will not affect commercial flights going through the area.
Okay, Anthony, stay with us. We're going to return to you in a moment, but first let's hear some of the history. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that a confrontation like this has been building for some time.
Just 6 months ago, the Pentagon released its annual report on China's military. The country's defense budget was growing. It was building more stealthy aircraft, submarines. It even bought an aircraft carrier from the Ukraine. At the time, Pentagon official David Helvey highlighted particular areas of concern.
In recent years, China has begun to demonstrate a more routine and capable presence in both the South and East China Seas.
The East China Sea. That's exactly where regional anxieties have increased. China wants all aircraft to check in when they fly through its new air identification zone.
This has been slowly escalating over the past year.
David Finkelstein is a China expert at the Center for Naval Analyses, a Pentagon think tank. He says both Chinese and Japanese planes and ships have been circling each other.
We started seeing a lot of activity with their respective Coast Guard, civilian paramilitary vessels and aircraft playing cat and mouse out there.
The cat and mouse game is continuing. Both the U.S. and Japanese military aircraft are ignoring the new identification zone. The Pentagon, in particular, fears a repeat of an incident back in the spring of 2001. That's when a Chinese fighter jet slammed into a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft it was tailing in the skies above the South China Sea, inside what China called its exclusive economic zone. China detained the American crew. The situation now could lead to a far more dangerous situation, says Finkelstein and others. That's because it involves Japan and the long history of confrontation between the two countries.
China and Japan could not get along well for various reasons.
Chang Li is with the Brookings Institution. He says one of those reasons is Japan's brutal occupation of China during World War II that included the use of chemical and biological weapons. Japan has long been criticized for glossing over its recent past.
So Japanese never acknowledge the terrible things that they conducted in World War II. And so there's a very strong anti-Japanese sentiment.
Add to that China's other main complaint, its assertion of sovereignty over territory claimed by Japan and others.
Anything that has to do with sovereignty is a visceral, open wound in China's body. So number one, this is an issue about sovereignty.
Again, David Finkelstein.
I think it's because it's about sovereignty with Japan, and those wounds still have not healed.
So the current dispute has a long past. Doug Paul served as an unofficial representative to Taiwan under President George W. Bush. Now he's with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says a key question is this. What will China do if Japanese aircraft violate the new zone?
They have a long list of possible behaviors, from attempting to shoot down the Japanese aircraft because it's violated space, or intercepting the aircraft and telling them to leave, or ignoring the aircraft as it flies over. We we need to have conversations with the Chinese about what their intentions are.
That's what the U.S. wants right away, to understand China's intentions. In the long term, by 2020, the Pentagon says, China has this goal, being able to fight and win two regional conflicts, including one in the East China Sea. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.